bright lights, marching bands, hometown heroes battling it out in the crisp autumn night air. The Friday night football game is a tradition across the United States, unless you live in Boston. Friday night games have been banned in that city since 1958, when an exhibition game turned into a brawl. All that is about to change. Boston Mayor Thomas Menino is bringing Friday night lights back to Boston starting tomorrow night, and he joins us now by telephone. Good to have you back, Mayor.
Good to be with you, Neil.
So why now? Why is Friday night football back in Boston?
I think it's an appropriate time in the city's renewal of our school system to really get young people to participate in Friday night football. I can remember growing up in the city, and that was a great tradition. We all go to the Friday night football game with our friends and enjoy ourselves, have a great night out, but also the good football that we have in the city of Boston to showcase it. And I want to give the kids of Boston the same opportunity kids in other communities may have that surround our city. And we made a decision. Let's bring it back and let's work on the issues that might surround us. But let's make sure our kids have that the same opportunity.
I don't want to give away your age on national radio, but by our calculations here, you were a teenager yourself back in 1958. Do you remember the event that resulted in the ban?
Yeah, I do remember the event, and it was this football jamboree, and, you know, a little fisticuffs broke out afterwards, and the school department at that time didn't have any tolerance to deal with those issues, and I want to show that our school system has come a long way, and I want to give our athletes the opportunity. You know, this past year we had a couple of our teams go to the Super Bowl, and we have good football here. We'll give them opportunities, and you know, just to showcase the great athletes we have in the city of Boston. Because you know, in urban America, they don't get much opportunities for kids to play, to show off their talents in the sports arena. And you know, we still in Boston don't charge our kids to play like some other suburban communities, and it's just a great opportunity.
Do the high school stadiums in the area have lights?
Yeah, we do. We have lights, and matter of fact, I have two other fields, which I've just resurfaced with professional-type artificial turf, and next year I hope to bring this to two other football stadiums that we have in the city of Boston to continue to give those kids, you know, when the suburban kids come into the city and say, gee, wow, I don't believe you have football fields like this in urban America and in the city of Boston. So I just, it's an opportunity for us. It's a trial balloon we're doing this Friday night. We have five Friday nights scheduled, and we'll make sure we have a good time. We have the BU marching band coming to play at halftime to, you know, really to bring this a step in the progress we're making in the athletics in Boston.
I understand you're going to be there as well to toss the coin.
Yeah, I'm going to be there to toss the ceremonial first coin and get the game off on the right foot. And, yeah, like I said, we're going to have a lot of entertainment there, and we invited all the Pop Warner football teams in the city to come out and enjoy the evening. It starts at 7 o'clock, White Stadium, and Jamaica Plain.
And who's playing?
It's South Boston and O'Brien.
Okay, and I did want to ask, obviously you'd expect normally a big turnout at an important game like that, particularly one that's going to be the first Friday night game in Boston in X many years, but maybe some parents will turn out. Don't you think everybody else is going to be watching the Red Sox-Yankees game on TV?
You'll see a lot of portable TVs in the stands, but also BC's playing the football game that night also. You know, Boston's a great sports team, and town, and we have, you know, the Yankees all weekend, and the Patriots on Sunday, BC Friday night, and also high school football. So it'd be a great opportunity. You'll see a lot of portable TVs in the stands watching the Red Sox with the Yankees, and so it's I just look forward to the great evening in the city.
So after you toss that coin and the teams pick up which end they're going to defend and who's going to kick off, you're going to sneak out somewhere and watch the TV?
Oh, no, I'll be watching the game.
Who are you going to root for, Mayor?
Oh, in the football game?
Yeah.
I'm both sides. I'm the mayor. I have to be on both sides of the issue on this one.
Okay.
But I am rooting for the kids. I mean, really, it's, you know, too often we the kids in urban America don't have the opportunity to showcase their talent. But also to say what happened in the 1950s as the Boston of the past. I'm talking about Boston of the future.
Mayor Menino, thanks very much for being
here. Thanks, Neil. Take care. Thank you.
Thomas Menino is the mayor of Boston. He talked to us about the events that are going to be happening in Boston, Massachusetts tomorrow night as Friday night football returns to that city for the first time in almost 50 years. Well, Joe Palca will be here tomorrow, guest host of Science Friday. On Monday, join us for a special broadcast. There's a new event here in Washington, D.C. next week as the Smithsonian Institution introduces its most recent edition on the Mall here in Washington, the National Museum of the American Indian. We're going to be broadcasting live from the Mall. Join us for that festivities on Monday. We'll see you then. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.